If you've ever enjoyed a bit of an energy drink alcohol combination, probably Jager Bombs being the most well known of them. I was going to say infamous, to be perfectly honest. You might want to think up on this, because some new research has found that energy drinks can actually trigger sudden cardiac death for people who have something called long QT syndrome. Now, popular drink combos like vodka and Red Bull could actually be very dangerous for some young people if they don't know that they have this genetic disorder. In fact, some experts are even suggesting that a ban on the sale of energy drinks to young people could be in line. Before we start yelling nanny state at everyone, let's find out if it's actually a very life-saving idea. Joining me on the phone is Dr. Kath Browning-Carmo from the Australian Medical Association. Kath, good morning. What is long QT syndrome? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, good morning, Nick, and thanks for having me. So long QT syndrome is a problem that about 1 in 2,000 people will have, and most of them probably won't be aware that they've got the problem. When your heart is beating, there is a recovery phase, and it's very short in most people, and in some people it's a little bit prolonged. So in those people where it's prolonged, they are more at risk of having an abnormal heart rhythm or heartbeat when they're in times of stress, such as talking on live radio or having caffeine in drinks or other stimulant medications. And unfortunately what happens is the first time you are aware that you have this problem, you may have a fainting episode, but also you may present in cardiac arrest, which some patients will be unrecoverable from. And so you don't know you have the problem until it's too late.
So that's quite remarkable. There's no genetic markers that we're testing for at the moment?
No, we're not screening for this at the moment. If someone in the family has a person in their family who dies suddenly, we do screen around that in that family group, but we're not doing a nationwide screen at the moment.
Now, it sounds like there's a lot of things that could sort of, you know, kick off one of these episodes. Why is energy drinks such a focus, do you think?
Well, I think it's such a focus at the moment because they are being promoted to young people, and it is considered a bit of a as you said earlier, personally I've never heard of a Jager bomb, but it is mixed with alcohol, and alcohol, as we all know, decreases our inhibition, so therefore we drink more of the Red Bull or whatever our personal choice is. And it's sort of dose-related, so if you have more stimulant, the more likely you are to have an abnormal rhythm or abnormal heartbeat and put yourself more at risk.
Now, these have surprisingly large amounts of caffeine in them, don't they? I often thought, I think naively, that it was just like a cup of coffee, but they're really being jammed in there.
Yeah, no, actually, you're right. It is about the same as a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay.
The problem is it's been marketed towards young people. And as we know, people, you might sit down and have one or two cups of coffee, but if you are at a party and you've mixed it with alcohol, you're more likely to have three or four. And the research that was done was really done on low dose, so one or two drinks of the high energy drinks. And it already showed that people who are prone to this problem with long QT segment already had a extension of their QT segment and made them more at risk of having this abnormal heart rhythm or heartbeat.
Now, you said that often it presents first off as fainting. Would that really be the first indicator, or would people might sort of notice a slight arrhythmia or anything like that?
Not really. It is usually because you have, it's such a dangerous rhythm that your heart goes into, you actually do faint. You don't usually get much warning with palpitations or problems first. You usually do faint. And luckily, some people will recover from that, but some people it will be a faint and then into a cardiac arrest.
Now, ignoring sort of where we might need to go with the regulations, I mean, medically, would you like to see some control around energy drinks, especially highly caffeinated ones, for people under 18?
Yeah, look, I think there should be some restrictions for children who these drinks are being marketed towards. I think mostly, initially, we would like to see community awareness and put some strategies in place just to make people aware of this problem.
It's been almost unheard of to me. So I think we could definitely do a big education campaign around it.
Yes, that's correct.
Kath, thank you very much for talking about long QT syndrome to breakfast this morning.
No problem. Thanks very much, Nick.